What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Never been ready, never gonna be ready. It is the one and only What Is TWS podcast, and we back, episode 95.
Bars.
Right, as usual, I am your boy J.Dot Flan, and across from me is my brother Rich Nerd, and we are the White Pants Society.
What it do?
Like I said, this is episode 95.
Yeah.
Of the What Is TWS podcast.
So, 95 episodes.
Regardless of the fact that y'all don't retweet none of my shit, like, yo, nobody comments on my Facebook post, I ain't stop. Y'all ain't gonna stop me. You ain't gonna steal my joy. I'm gonna shine my light.
Stop.
But yeah, it's been an amazing ride so far. And we got a big month coming up. So we at the end of January. February Black History Month, and we gonna make some Black History, Rich.
Definitely. Am I on? Oh, I hear myself. Now.
You got. Right.
Yeah.
We gonna make some Black History. We gonna hit 10,000 plays. You know.
We got a lot coming up in it's Black History Month. Yeah. We gonna hit that 10,000.
10,000.
That 100th episode.
100. Yeah. And like we haven't stopped.
February's gonna be a busy month.
Which is crazy dope for me because I normally give up on shit.
It's,
I was a rapper at one point, and then I gave up on that shit. But I got a freestyle coming, though. I'm about to kill that diplomatic immunity joint.
Oh, sure.
I've been talking about it for a minute and haven't dropped it because I'm just too much of a... I don't want to say I'm a perfectionist.
I was about to say it.
But especially when I like write bars down. Like if I write it in my head, you know, I can get it out, pause a little bit sooner. But if I start writing things down, then I'm going to start nitpicking and like making sure the syllable count is exactly where I need to be. This bar matches this bar. The train of thought is clear. I'm cutting and pasting and shit. I'm doing a lot of extra shit trying to make this verse.
I mean, I can't even complain because I do the same thing. I gotta count and recount, then spit a real quick pause, and then cut, paste. But sometime by the time I get through it, I'm like, nah. This line right here might go better in the beginning. Remix exactly. The whole thing.
Yeah, so
I mean, I get it.
I mean, I got some bars in there. Like, I one day I love it, the next day I'm like, nah, I ain't go hard enough, and I got to try to fix something. Pause, and then the next day I love it again. But I'm just gonna drop it this week. I promise. This week I'm dropping my diplomatic community.
You heard it here,
quote
folks.
Unquote freestyle. Can you call folks. Shit freestyles anymore?
I mean, technically, is it a freestyle if you wrote it?
I think the definition changed to hit. Right, shit, I don't want to go down this definition road, but I think the definition changed at some point from like it being off the top of the dome to it just being like random shit. Like if you just spit whatever to whatever, it's a freestyle. Somebody got to correct me if I'm wrong. Like the 10-minute Black Thought joint.
Yeah,
like he said, like it was a lot of written. But a lot of like written in chunks,
yeah.
And then like off the dome to connect the dots. And,
but
like,
I mean,
going back and forth.
If you write something, doesn't matter what you wrote, but you recite it off the top,
yeah,
without reading it. I mean, I guess technically
no
it's
iPhone.
Considered off the top, but is that still like a freestyle?
I mean, if you can do that for 10 minutes, though. I mean, I don't know.
I can't.
I can spit anything from memory
for
10 minutes.
Yeah, that's.
That's crazy.
You literally gotta be like in your mind,
in your
like
mind.
Trying to connect one to the other.
Like,
and
do you
make it like valid?
You understand the insane shit I would have to do to be able to do that? Like, I'd be in the house annoying the fuck out of Tammy because I'd be in every mirror in this place just rapping.
Yeah,
for 10 minutes.
You gotta get that cadence.
You gotta get the cadence.
Yeah.
Gotta get the inflection. You gotta find.
That's what I was about to say next, because the fact that there were several different joints,
yeah.
But you gotta make it work. So at that point where you're bridging one to the other, but you're still making it valid, and then off, you're right, off the top, which one is relatable to the end of this one, to the beginning of this one, flowing back into that one, and bam, full circle again.
And I'm sure he made some mistakes in there and then was able to just.
Yeah, but you still. The fact that there was the 10 minutes in the recovery of it, I can't. So you got it. My bad.
That's dopeness. So yeah, I think I'm going to drop it this week. It's happening. In other news, what is it? TWS, we still have the Facebook page dedicated to the podcast, and I still post
The business page.
That's the business page, yeah. And I still post different stuff on the business podcast page, but we've now opened a group.
Yeah, and the group is more akin to a forum, basically.
Yeah.
And this is basically what we use as our forum, hashing out ideas, getting to know people, throwing topics out there that we may be entertaining, sort of trying to use on a podcast. And trying to, get those different points of view, because it can't always be just Flan and me just trying to, push our agenda. And, you never know. Sometimes when you read another person's point of view or you speak to somebody, it may sort of get you to look at things in a different sort of light. So that's what that group has definitely been doing for us.
It's been, crazy dope for me so far. Because we have been searching for that way to kind of connect with people,
we've been trying for a while.
From the moment we put the group up.
Day one.
Minute one, post one. Post one in a group,
it took off.
It took off. So
I definitely appreciate everybody that's been hitting up the group page.
Yeah.
And, rocking with us. We promised
we wasn't going to say no names.
We're not dropping no names. But we're
saying foul shit in that.
Yeah, just thank you for rocking with us, for participating, for bringing your ideas. And,
easy time.
Your energy and... pause. Bringing your ideas and your energy and your support to the TWS family. We definitely appreciate it.
Definitely appreciate it. What was I? I was segueing somehow, some way. You know what? And so it's all inclusive. All inclusive. It's not a resort. Now, it's we're trying to include everybody. So right now, you can hit up the group if you go to whatistws.com/FB. That'll take you to our group. And you do have to request to become a member. You have to apply for membership or whatever it's called. But we don't turn nobody down.
That's just a stipulation.
It's just a stipulation. It's just to allow us, for not everybody to be able to see what you say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got to be a member of the group to be in the group. First rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Exactly.
But we did get a very interesting application the other day. I haven't seen anything from Roger Daudry.
No, I'm
going to say his name because fuck it. I haven't seen anything from Roger Daudry, but we had Roger Daudry. If you're listening, we are anticipating, your first post or your first comment. But Roger Daudry applied, and
I remember it.
You remember Roger Daudry?
I had to laugh.
It exposed a world to me that I was unaware of, and I think there's been a grave misunderstanding.
Yeah.
So we got this thing from Roger Daudry. And I'm going to say that as many times as I can. But, and so I went to look at it. I hit up Rich immediately. You know this motherfucker? And Rich
I was looking at it at the same time. Let me check the page. Kind of figuring it out. No friends in common. So I'm trying to figure out what led him to the
how
page.
How he got to
you
us.
Found it.
So then I found, the connection. What attracted the White Pan Society to Roger Daudry. But Roger Daudry also belongs to a group, and I don't know the exact name of it anymore, but it was White Pants Women Taking Pies or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is literally an entire group dedicated to women taking photos wearing white pants, getting pies in the face. And I'm not even no sexual shit. This is not a euphemism for something else. These are legit aluminum pans filled with whipped cream getting smashed into the face of women wearing white pants. That is it. That is the entire group.
I
scrolled for a minute. I'm on somebody's list right now because I spent too much time in this fucking group.
It's something out there for everyone. I'm just trying to figure out what about getting pied in the face
wearing white pants.
One, what makes women getting pied in the face more attractive and interesting to you? Two, what about women wearing white pants enhances the situation?
Pie in the face, dude. And it wasn't comments on the pictures or nothing. It was just a lot of and these was like housewives, like ladies. They were not like wearing like white yoga pants. Or
some
nothing, like
regular old Target,
regular like Dockers,
Walmart
and shit.
Dockers, white, just white pants, just regular white pants. Yeah, regular white pants. Every day running the mill, white pants.
Taking pies to the face. Take it to the face.
At first, when you said it, I was like, pies to the face, and I was like, what is okay, they're taking pies to the face. I mean, hey, if that's what he liked, but nah, the pies? Fact that it was literally, literally not cream pies, but like legit. Aluminum pans filled with whipped cream
to the face.
And then what? First of all, who? How do you even find that?
Right. Who decided to do it first? And then how did all of
and
these?
And then how
people,
did you spread it?
How did you?
And then the fact.
Pause.
And then the fact that there's people out there like specifically like looking for that. For
it. And so this dude must have seen the White Pants Society.
He's like, I got another one, Jim Bob. Like
he probably jizzed in his pants right there. My fault. Roger Dodger. But we appreciate you joining. You know, I like to see those membership numbers go up.
Like I said, it's something for everyone.
Something for everybody. So we gotta find a way to differentiate ourselves from all the other white pants fetish groups.
First of all, our logo, our picture is two black dudes in a studio playing cards and shit.
Like,
ain't no pies.
Like how did you see the group and then like see our cover photo and was like,
they trying to throw me off.
Maybe it still is about white pants. We wasn't even wearing white pants. Whatever. Like people have we discussed the white pants origin story enough that we can get past the idea that this has anything to do with white pants?
Nothing to do with pants.
Nothing to do with pants. Right. All right. But what up? All right. Well, so Rich, here we go. I'm going in. The other interesting thing. The other interesting thing that I've pulled from this group. Is that so we got a nice mix in there. We got a nice ethnic mix. We got a nice male to female mix. You know, different areas of the
backstory
country.
Before you pull a trigger. Right, so basically what he's leading to is we have a nice mix. So it's not just guys, it's not just women. We're talking about all walks of life, all creeds, cultures, ethnic backgrounds, races, etc. So what we're trying to do is introduce topics that invoke thought and responses uniquely that would be uniquely different to all of these different backgrounds.
Yeah.
So we've been posting a lot of things and we're coming across tons of different responses. Like nothing is exactly the same. So everything is very varied, which we greatly appreciate because it's opening our eyes.
Right. So I've seen a very, very interesting pattern.
Exactly. Amongst these varied ideas or varied responses, there was a pattern that arose. And you pointed out, and I was thinking the same thing.
Very, very interesting pattern. And I might have to say names because I've gotten in trouble for not saying names. I can't win at this point.
No,
so
don't say no names.
Don't say no names. Rich said don't say no names. Fuck it, though. But so what I'm saying, like, I've said on this podcast before that I feel like a Neanderthal. I feel like that
second in the group too.
That my definition of masculinity or the way I identify with manhood is like from a bygone era. Like you can't be that. And I think my ideals to a lot of people will come across as toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we open these debates, and I can't even remember the one that sparked it, but what I'm noticing is that the people who seem to be the most geared toward trying to, you know, open this space of no gender roles and ultra PC and everybody, you know, can do everything and this is not a man's place and this is not a woman's place.
Yeah, just knocking down those barriers.
Knocking down those barriers.
Whole equality push.
The people who seem to be falling over themselves to fight for this idea are the dudes.
Are male, yeah.
Like, the majority of the comments that we get from women, because I forget, you can't call them females, right? That's offensive. My bad. The majority of comments that we get from women seem to be in favor of traditional gender roles and, you know, and wanting certain things out of a man in terms of identifying, you know, masculinity, protector, provider, that type of thing.
And to be clear, that's not to say that these people are, you know, against equality and women's empowerment and things like that. It's just that, you know, a woman can be empowered. She could be her own person, But that doesn't mean that she doesn't want her man to still be that man. Figure that she's known to grow in love. She just wants to be respected on the same level. So to that end, what you're saying, I agree with. I'm seeing exactly the same thing. It's like, yeah, that's all good and well, but my man got to do this. Yeah. My dude got to do this. My husband has to. My boyfriend has to. That's man.
I always try to explain it, you know, with the whole equal, but we do still recognize gender roles is like, first of all, like Tammy and I were individuals. We mm-hmm. were complete people. We were doing everything yeah. for ourselves. Like, I had my life and my house and my job mm-hmm. and, you know, I had that separately from her having her life and her house and her job and exactly. her, you know, and then now we've combined both lives together. And so it's nobody can say that the other person isn't capable of doing XYZ. Yeah,
that's not what it's about.
It's just that here are the things, you know, that you like to do or you are better at doing than I am. You play to your strengths. And that's how, you know. So if I open the door for my wife, it's not because I don't think she's strong enough to open the door for herself. It's because I want to do that for you.
And it's, you know what? That same example, like I've had to deal with that before. I've had a person where I've opened their door or pulled out a chair or did things like that. And the response was, oh, so you think I can't do this for myself? No, I think that you're entirely strong enough to open a door for yourself. I think you're entirely strong enough to pull out a chair. I'm not retarded. Clearly, you've been doing it all of this time.
Right.
That does not mean that I don't want to be able to do something for you. I'm not doing
pull out your own chair. You've been paying your bills since before I came around. You've been killing bugs in the house since before I came around. Mm-hmm. I just want to do it for you now.
Yeah, it's not that you can't do all of these things. It's just that sometimes you don't have to.
You don't have to. So here's my thing when I get back to the dudes being the people who seem to be fighting for this thing. Like, where does it come from? Is it sincere? Is it legit? Like, is this really how men feel? Yeah. Have they been like scared into this way of thinking? Like, because in certain arenas, you can't say the things that I say. And now I had to create this safe space so I could say mm-hmm. the things that I say. Because if I say those things on Twitter or something, I might get crucified out there, you know?
They're going to drag you all day.
So, like, is it the fact that men have been, like, scared into this corner where they feel like they have to represent this idea, you know, for fear of persecution? Is this the new game? Is this how you get ass now? Is you like be real extremely progressive and you a renaissance man and you into all the new shit and everything? You know, is that what it is?
So or, that's like, the same thing.
I wonder where it comes from. I wonder like I'm not saying it's not sincere, but if it is sincere, like where did the shift? Because I don't see it. I really don't, and I almost want to say it's like none. Like I honestly can't remember a comment from a woman in our group mm-hmm. that's been like, nah, I want to propose. Like, you know.
Yeah, no.
I haven't seen like one.
Literally.
It's so been like perfect, all, it's been straight mm-hmm. dudes, like anybody, you know.
So
everybody.
Perfect example. We'll take that post that you just mentioned. We posted up a topic and we were basically discussing marriage and proposals and how it should go. Should it be okay for women to propose to men? Should men propose to women? Just overall ideas on the subject matter. And I want to say every single woman in the group, save for one. She said that for a reason. And I'm going to mention that. Every woman in the group said, no, it's the man's job to propose.
She was standing behind her man.
it's the man's job to propose. The only person who didn't say it was my cousin, and my cousin said that it should be okay for a woman to propose, but at the same time, I'm saying that because, you know, women do propose to women.
Right.
Outside of that, I want my man to propose to me.
Exactly.
So, bringing a full circle, she was for, you know, men proposing, and then women proposing under those particular circumstances.
Right. And I had to try to make clear that, like, when I speak from the perspective of a person in a is heterosexual relationship, like, is that like offensive now? Can I say that?
I don't even know anymore.
I don't know. when I speak from the perspective of a person.
Your point of view, the only point of view you can speak from.
Right. So yeah. So when I talk about relationships, I talk about the kind of relationship that I've been in, and I can't speak on those other kinds of relationships. I've never been in one of those relationships. It could very well be that the dynamic is completely exactly the same. I just don't know. So I can't talk on it. So when I spark a conversation, I'm sparking a conversation from the perspective of what I know.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, I completely understand that women can propose to other women. I completely understand that women can propose to men. I think my point in the post was, is this what we want?
Right. Exactly.
Is this cool? And I even took it to the next step of, you know, as a man, if you saw your daughter proposing to a dude, how would you feel? And in my response, I think I said, I never said my daughter can't. I said it would change the way I looked at that dude.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it would never, I'm going to stand behind any decision my daughter makes. Like, there's nothing she could do to ever make me not love her or not approve of her. But it is, if she were to propose to a dude, it would not change the way I feel about her, but it would definitely shape the way I feel about that dude.
I think I agree with that. And now sitting here thinking about the post, like, I'm trying to think. Because I it was only men who were in support of...
And they was falling over themselves.
Only men who were in support of, of women proposing to men. But I can't remember if anyone said... Like, I remember them saying it should be okay and that it should be fine. But I don't remember if anyone... Do you? If they said explicitly how they would feel in that circumstance. Like, you think it's okay for a woman to propose to a man. Great, that's fine. How would you feel, though, if a woman proposed to you? I don't think if any... I don't remember anybody explicitly saying that. So I'm pretty sure...
I think like, a few people jokingly was like, yeah, I'm waiting for my girl to propose to me or whatever like that. But I took it as a joke.
Like, I don't... Like, I don't... Like, I feel that a woman should be able to do anything a man can do or can do, rather. I just don't feel... I don't think... I don't see my woman getting down on one knee in front of me and presenting me with a ring, and I'm like, "Oh my god, babe, get the fuck up! Don't know that.
Hey,
if you down your knee, be doing something totally different." Not to be offensive, I'm just saying you ain't not pulling out no ring.
Right.
Not that kind of ring, but come on.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I think I feel the same way. Like if I saw it coming, pause. Like if I saw, you know, my girlfriend,
don't you dare.
Like setting it up, I'd be like, yo, whoa, nah. Can't let you do it. Not that I'm not right
flattered.
With you. Yeah, not that I'm not right with you in that idea, but I can't let you do that.
Yeah, no.
I can't let you put yourself in that situation. That is not... I never want to see my wife like in that kind of a vulnerable. As a protector, you know, I feel like that's... I'm not protecting you in that moment. I'm not shielding you from that kind of a, you know, that kind of vulnerability.
Yeah.
That is something... I'm supposed to take on that. I got to put myself out there and ask you to marry me and hope you say yes. I don't want to put you in that. I don't want you to ever have to feel that kind of fear or, you know.
And what's crazy is I don't think that that's overly masculine, and I'm not looking at it necessarily as it's supposed to be like a gender thing, and I don't think I look at it as because that's what I've been taught. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like that's how it should be.
Yeah, I agree with you. But that's what I'm seeing in the group, and I want to open it up for another episode. Maybe we can have some of our group members that are willing to, you know, put themselves out there, come on the show, and maybe help me understand where from a male perspective, that idea comes from. Is it sincere? Is it just the way we feel like we have to talk for fear of persecution right now? Is it new age game? You know what I mean? Like, at one point, dudes was wearing blouses and shit because that's what the ladies wanted.
Yeah,
like,
and not for nothing, I'm kind of leaning towards new age game.
New age game.
But at the same time, I don't see nobody trying to holler.
Right, because the ladies wasn't going for it.
Yeah, that's
they wasn't coming back like that is so sweet, boo. That is exactly how. Nobody ran back with that kind of feeling.
Yeah, no.
We even had some shit to the opposite. I so want to like say names right now, but I'm being good. I turn over a new leaf.
That one that I posted yesterday with the check.
Yeah.
Man, when I posted that, I was like, oh, I know Jared gonna be on top of this, and then I was like, oh shit, that nigga on a date. I was like, he ain't gonna see this shit till like 1,000 messages in.
It's gonna be too late. I'm eventually say something, you know. Like, man, so much has been going on. Like, I really feel like, you know, this is our year. Everybody says it, but this is our year. But we have just been growing and expanding, you know, so rapidly that, like, I don't have, like, the bandwidth to participate in everything. Like,
yeah.
I've really been trying to push, like,
a lot of content in the group and keep conversations going and moderating and praying like nobody crosses the line and like just keeping up with it, because once you stop, then it's hard to try to get that momentum back, which we've seen.
Yeah, it's happened to us, you know, on several occasions.
But yeah, so far 2018 has been good for TWS.
Man, I'm clean and sober. I'm focused, man.
I'm drinking sparkling water. But we definitely got to do something big. What are we gonna do for the 100th episode? Damn.
We got some. So what was the poll you put out the other day? The get your card revoked.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So here's a question for the people, and I'll post this on Twitter somewhere because it's already in our Facebook group. Mm-hmm. What is tws.com/fb? Come fuck with us in the group. It's a good time. You'll have a good time, I guarantee. But I'll put the poll on Twitter as well.
I'm gonna repost it.
We'll put the form out there on Twitter. Yeah. But basically, we're asking for your ethnic group, what are the things that would get your quote unquote black card revoked? You know, I get on my wife all the time because I believe she has not seen colors. She's not seen South Central. I'm not sure if she's seen Menace of Society or not. Maybe on the fence with that. I think she has seen Scarface since we've been married.
But before that,
she had not
those
seen
are all.
It.
Listen, Hamps, I hate to say it, but those are all revocable offenses.
Revocable offenses. So it's like, what thing? What music would get you revoked? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that would get me revoked. Because when it gets down to food, I don't eat black eyed peas. I do not enjoy greens, collards.
I mean, so I don't
grape,
think
mustard, whatever the fuck.
I don't think
greens they are.
Black eyed peas and okra is a revocable offense. But them collard greens,
that's a,
come on.
Motherfuck them collard greens.
Collard greens, mac and cheese, grits.
Like, grits is a staple.
Yeah, some things like, I feel like those are more held in higher esteem than black eyed peas. I can deal with going, you know what, since we're talking about black eyed peas, and I hate the segue, what the hell is with the black eyed peas and having to have them for the new year? What
so
is that?
It's because I had to look this up because I got a lot of pressure a few years back to eat black eyed peas on New Year's because it was such a black tradition. So black eyed peas was one of the the few crops that would grow like
all year.
Oh yeah, something like that. And it was like if you had black eyed peas in the winter. Like, if you had them at that time, if you had enough to eat them at that time, then you knew you were going to be good because you had a food source that was going to maintain you throughout that harsh winter. See, it's like, it's some old, like,
yeah, cause I'm
like we don't live in that time no more. There's Uber Eats exists. I don't have to eat black eyed peas
nothing
to
about,
prove that I'm going to survive the winter.
Nothing about this champagne toast. And seeing my family and music and having a good time to me says, wait, stop, black eyed peas black and hot peas. Sauce. Like, I've never done it.
Another revocable offense. Hot sauce?
Nah, yeah, how you don't eat hot sauce?
Nah, son.
I mean, I can understand you're against, like, sauces and
I don't like vinegar-based sauce. And I have grown a little bit on that. I will say there are probably some vinegar-based sauces that I do enjoy these days. I will. A nice vinaigrette on my salad is always well appreciated, but I don't like ketchup. I don't do condiments, period. I told you like that time I was at your house and you putting the condiments.
Yeah, that's crazy. The whole
like,
I mean,
it's fucking freaking me out, dog.
And
like,
I mean,
how
I
am
do
I, going
I do some like I don't like I don't even like ketchup like that really. Like I half dip them on my French fries, but I like mustard on a hot dog or something like that.
You look at my refrigerator right now, and shout out to Hamps for just like living with me because there's no ketchup, there's no mustard, there's no
dry ass shit,
there's no mayonnaise, there's no relish,
mayonnaise?
There's no pickles.
So do you even do you eat potato salad?
Hell no. I don't get it.
What do you put on sandwiches?
I don't eat cold sandwiches. I don't like cold cuts. We can keep going. My card could be revoked a million times over. I don't believe Tupac was the greatest rapper of all time. We can keep going.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, I don't think that's a revocable offense. I don't fucking think Tupac is the greatest rapper of all time. And it's hard to have a greatest of all time conversation. I'm not even going to take it there today. But if you said something like Jay-Z, I wouldn't be mad at you.
I'm going to take it there.
I can't accept Tupac.
I'm going to take it there because Jay-Z was on Van Jones tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you caught that. But so normally he says, like, whenever his hair is like that, whenever he's just like fucked up.
Wild out, yeah.
Yeah, that he's like working on an album or something. Like, that's normally the time he's being creative, is when he just lets shit go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he'll get a cut or whatever.
Right,
you know, get right back when it's time to promote. But I don't know if you didn't see his outfit. You a fashion dude. I suggest you check it out. But somebody said it looked like he had just scammed Claude and Ray out of money in a poker game. The way he was dressed. Claude and Ray from Life, people. That's another revocable offense if you ain't seen that one. But yeah, we're going to put that poll up on Twitter. The form up on Twitter. It's already on the Facebook group. And I still want to do that offense matrix. I am just having a tough time trying to explain the idea behind the offense matrix.
I mean, the stuff ain't that bad.
They're not saying it's bad. It just looked like he might have been moving some moonshine.
He does look.
And caught him in a.
He does look like he walked off the set of Life, though. I can't even.
Like, it might be some consequences of repercussions.
This is the outfit them niggas had on when they got busted.
Exactly.
They did have him. That first of all, this. And Jay-Z is my dude. But this mustache he got going on? That just fuzz?
That's that Paul Pierce. Now, I couldn't stand Paul Pierce for so many years.
He used to get the fuck on my nerves. He got tired of shaving it. He was like, fuck it. And it never came in. Pause.
KD too, dog. Like, you make too much money.
Yeah, nah. Them naps?
Them naps, dog. You make too much money.
Like, you can't take a brush on the road.
You make entirely too much money. All right, what else have we been talking about in the group? Because that's basically what we're going to do this episode.
Man, just like a lot.
Rehash some shit. We've been talking about them sex dolls. I don't know if you want to do that.
Man, and so many... So you know what? I will mention it. Because I want to mention the fucking retarded end to it that we mentioned before in that last episode. But essentially, they really promoting these sex dolls now. It's like Silver Doll Company, something like that. But they got lifelike dolls, human-like dolls, and all the flavors, all the colors, all the sizes, whatever cup you want, nail polish you want, fucking innies, outies, big clits, little clits, like whatever you want, they fucking promoting the fuck out of this shit, and people just like, oh my god, I gotta get one, and then talking all of this shit. So, one thing I don't understand is the dudes that are out here saying, and the women that are out here saying, if women didn't have enough to deal with, now they gotta compete with these dolls. First of all, it's not a competition.
No.
It's not. The select group of people that these things are targeted at, it's just that select group of people. Ain't no regular motherfucking dude gonna say, you know what? I'm tired of my wife shit. I'm getting a divorce and I'm spending $15,000 on a motherfucking doll that don't talk back. Get the fucking no. It's not gonna happen. There's no competition.
Man, it's like, the kumbaya is gone. Like, let me just say that, dog. Like, the kumbaya shit that was going on with me is, like, gone. And I'm just going to say it because it's the first thought that ran through my my head. Like, these dolls is running for, like, 2 G's. Pussy don't cost that much.
Fucking 2 G's. You saw one for 2 G's?
I thought
15 stacks.
15?
The regular shit. I'm talking about the ones that we posted on our site with everything looking like that. Those are 15 stacks.
15.
Then it's another one that I didn't even post because I ain't want to keep putting that stuff on the site. The ones where they talk back and hold conversations with you too and they could throw it and make it rewind and all of that shit. I don't even want to know how much them shits cost.
I don't need conversations or nothing. Like, make me a bacon and egg sandwich. Yeah, you can't hook up a bacon and egg sandwich.
It's not worth it. I can't.
Ladies, there is no threat. The dudes that are buying these were not looking at you anyway.
And to begin with.
They wasn't trying to start a relationship anyway.
So that's number one. Ain't no threats, ain't no way. Niggas gonna still be fuck ups. Women still gonna take them back. And ain't nobody leaving nobody over no doll. That's number one. Number two, the fact that they taking this shit so far that they got little kid dolls is one of the things that I don't give a fuck about them adult dolls. Let a grown person, like, you do get your jollies. But when you cross the line and you got little fucking little 5-year old boy and Asian girl and all of this kind of, like, what the fuck? And they talking about they're making kid dolls, toddler dolls and little preteen dolls because it's supposed to curb the appetites of pedophiles and sex offenders. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get it from the aspect of that this not addressing the problem. If your problem is that you're attracted to, you know, what is the non-sexually mature, you know, people, then getting a doll that imitates a non-sexually mature child don't cure you of...
No, it feeds into it.
It feeds into it. And eventually, you know...
The doll is not enough.
The doll is not going to be... That's the way I see it. That's like me drinking non-alcoholic beer. I'm eventually going to want a beer. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to cure me of alcoholism. It's only just going to make me want a real beer.
Sidebar, I have drank a bunch of non-alcoholic beer. It never necessarily made me want a beer. But I just wish they made better non-alcoholic
beer. Yeah, they all suck.
I mean, I would rather drink a ginger beer than a non-alcoholic beer. I drink ginger beer all day.
My mom drinks non-alcoholic wine, and that shit just...
There's non-alcoholic... I mean, I guess.
Grape juice?
That's what I'm saying. I was about to say, is it non-alcoholic? And then I was like, well, yeah. Fucking ocean spray.
Hey, I could start fermenting some oceans, but I don't know. Fuck it, though. But yeah, and I'm torn, and I talked about it in the group because, I'm really hitting this point in my recovery where I'm starting to understand how alcoholism fits into the disease model and the idea of looking at it as a disease and not as, you know, some sort of fundamental moral, you know, lack of morality in people. Like, you can be an addict and it's a disease. It's something that has gone wrong with the way your brain functions that has now put a substance, you know, ahead of almost everything else in life. And because you can identify it as a disease, then you can now decide to treat it, you know, rather than just looking down on it, rather than, you know, you need Jesus, you need to make better decisions, you just need to be strong. No, you have a disease. We have a treatment program for you. If you can go through this treatment program, we can help you live with your disease, you know.
Exactly.
And it's like, I'm not sure, and I made the comments in the group, and I've had time to think about it since then. You know, I'm not sure if you can make the leap with pedophilia, you know, into the disease model. I don't know if there is an actual, like, biological thing that's happening with these people that creates this
It's something feeling. Somewhere that
but just I feel
clicks.
Like, yeah, I feel like giving them a sex doll in no way addresses whatever the issue is. I do want society to move to a point where we don't immediately associate flaws in a person's thinking, or even for me to say flaw, we don't immediately associate thinking that we don't agree with some sort of innate lack of morality. Like, because we demonize pedophiles in the way that we do, and I'm not saying it's wrong to do it, because if I seen a dude approaching my daughter in an improper fashion,
oh yeah, whoop that ass.
There's no let me talk thought. To him, yeah, and no, help yeah. him figure out why this is not the appropriate. Nah, we gonna handle that. I'm gonna demonize him in that moment in my head, but I am like at this crossroad where I'm trying to figure out, you know, how to look at people and whatever their issue is, whatever I think their issue is, and not associating it with them being a bad person, but maybe them having a flaw or them having, you know, something that they need help in resolving, like that the person is not inherently bad.
Yeah.
The behavior I don't agree with, the way of thinking I don't agree with, and is there a way we can change the way of thinking or change the behavior?
Exactly.
And not treat this person like, and because we treat the people like they fucking evil. Like, if you were somebody sitting there having these thoughts and thinking, man,
you
like,
help, you would never I want help. Out.
Like, you would never reach out. Because the moment you say, you know, I'm sexually attracted to little boys, you know what I'm saying? You're like, ain't no coming back from that.
Just to clarify, he was not saying that response.
Somebody going to cut that. Somebody going to get that sound bite. And next thing you know, it's 10 years from now, it'd be Jay Flam. I'm sexually attracted to little boys.
So speaking of logic and ways of thinking, I'll mention this one before we go. I think we've been up here a little while. One of the first topics we brought up in the group, I posted this meme that I saw online, and it was a question. At what age did you notice that you were receiving, I guess, sexually motivated attention from the opposite sex? And the responses that we received from the women, like, in the group, like 10, 11, 12, 13 yeah. years old, like...
scary shit.
People from the dudes trying to holler, but not necessarily just boys in their class, but, like, grown men, like, trying to talk to them. And I don't get the logic behind that. Like, I've never in my adult life looked at a younger girl like, oh, let me try to holler at her, or let me get closer to her. Like, who the, like, how, like, how do you as a man not look at a young girl or younger female and automatically go into protector mode? Like, I see my younger cousins, I see, like, Elise, like, friends, kids, and automatically it's like I'm in that zone where I'm scanning to make sure that no one else is looking or wanting to do anything to them, and you sort of instantly turn into a protector. So how are you sexually objectifying that? Like, I just can't get that.
Yeah,
no, I can't understand it.
I can't understand it either. And I'm just at that point where, like, my mind goes toward how do we understand how that thought process comes about? And then if we understand how a person can arrive at those kind of thoughts, maybe we can do something to help that person think differently. I guess the kumbaya is coming back a little bit, but, you know, like, I'm in a position right now where there are a lot of people that could look down on me, you know, for the decisions I've made. And I'm not out there, you know, chasing 14-year-old girls or whatever, but, you know, I'm in the house hiding liquor and, you know, drinking at night, you know, with my daughter's bedroom, you know, down the hall, you know, not being a parent that I should be, not going to trick or treat with her because I'm hungover and shit like that.
So I get that, and I get the fact that those are negatives and you can be looked down upon because of that, but that is you and your personal life. You know what I mean? And you're doing things, we're doing things too.
They say it wasn't my personal life when I got behind that,
yeah,
the wheel of that vehicle. Mm-hmm.
So, but see, that's a different situation because at that point you involve other people. And you take it outside people. Of the home. Right. If you're in your head and you're like, yeah, this girl is attractive, fine. But once you physically reach out and now you want to act upon that, that's something totally different. And we're discussing acting upon.
Right. So what I'm saying things. Is that if we change the way we approach these people so that when they're in the thought stage, they can reach out before they act, we can stop them from acting. But I feel like the way we approach these people right now prevents folks from reaching out at that thought stage. Like, just having the thought makes you a fucking monster. So you better not articulate that to somebody, or, you know, bad shit gonna happen to you. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like, if we want to eliminate these things, if we want to get rid of them, we got to catch people before they act.
Yeah,
you know, we got to catch people before they act and try to repair whatever we feel is gone wrong.
I think it's going to be a long time before we get to the point where make people feel okay to step forward.
It's going
to
be a long motherfucking time. Man. But
I mean, I would say shit, Trump again to office before that shit happened, but listen.
Hey, beast mode for 2020. I'm still trying to see Marshawn Lynch get that.
Bro.
That's my man. Have you seen Unscripted? That's my shit. Right there.
That's my crazy.
You got to check out Marshawn Lynch's Facebook show, Unscripted. That shit is dope.
You going Marshawn over Oprah?
Hell yeah. Oprah been dissing rap music. I still got a beef with Oprah and her stance on hip hop. I know she's cleaned it up because her and Jay-Z like friends or whatever, but. I never look at it the same. And that's just me. I know it's fucked up and wrong, and I'm working through it. It's in my moral inventory. Don't worry about it. When I get to step 9, I'll fix that shit. But until then, Marshawn Lynch. I'm trying to think of who I want. Should it be Marshawn and, like, Marshawn and Cap? Like, yeah, let that be the ticket. Fuck it, though.
All right, last question before we go.
All right.
Who do you think is the most decorated comedian alive?
Hey, you know what? You know what would be fucked up to say, but might be true? Bill Cosby.
That's an honest answer. That's a real answer.
Real answer.
That's a real ass answer. Real ass. Like, it would have to be Bill Cosby or like Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi the only one with the EGOT.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody else, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would say it. Even Kevin Hart, he's not up there.
Not up there.
He had a good, amazing run right now. He's doing it.
Yeah.
But no. Oh, we on the same page here.
All right.
Just make sure.
All right, but with that said, we're going to go ahead and close this one out. And as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for rocking with us. Stay tuned. We got, definitely big things happening. Once again, hit us up at the Facebook group. Join the discussion. Join the conversation. What is TWS.com/FB? What is TWS.com/FB? But just hit up what is TWS.com in general. Rich and I have done a lot of work over the last couple weeks to get the page back up and running, get the store back on. We up to date on all our posts. Shit is where it's supposed to be. Check us out. Fuck with us. We everywhere you want to be. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, iTunes. What is TWS? Holla at us. But until we speak again, be the light and some other positive shit. I can't.
Peace.
Peace.